Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So the Illinois governor's office met with the Bears and called their stadium proposal, quote, a non-starter. We say it all this time, Chicago and cities alike, Chicago have bigger problems to deal with than funding a stadium, correct?
Yes, and for me, I really hope we're seeing a change. I hope we're all, and myself included, we just get to a point, no city should ever approve another owner's plan. I mean, the state of the economy, the state of where most of these big cities are at, they're all turning into hell holes. Same thing's happening in Cleveland, Kenny.
Yeah.
The Haslams are trying to build a bubble dome. We're going to do a dome stadium. One problem, nobody wants it. Kenny, it's asinine. To ask the taxpayers, the state of Illinois is broke. The city of Chicago's in disrepair. $2.3 billion. Take your team to the moon.
Right. You're a billionaire. Use your money. Fund the stadium. This was NIL before NIL. If you really love the team, you'll come out and we're going to pass the hat around and you guys go ahead and throw some money in there so we can keep this team here because you really love your team, right? Nah, we really don't. Not anymore. You can go someplace else.
No, I'm pretty sure the average person likes bread in the refrigerator. I'm not handing $2.3 billion to any of these idiots.
So the 2024 schedule has rumors of what's expected. Jacksonville expected back-to-back games in London for the second straight season. Why is it always Jacksonville?
Because
Shad Khan's business interests.
Yeah, I think he wants to move the team there, and he's trying to show that it's economically viable.
Well, that used to be the thing. Then he got this ridiculous stadium thing being built in Florida. Have you seen this?
No.
Wait till you see what Jacksonville's building. Okay. It used to be the rumor that if Shad didn't get the stadium, he would have tried to take it over the ocean. But they're still going to go over there twice.
Which I would be so angry because it tells me you don't have fans because you're losing two home games. Imagine Lions fans if you only had six or seven games here at Ford Field because you're going overseas twice to play a game in front of nobody or NFL plants as you see people out there in Chris Spielman jerseys.
So mark this down as one of the more confusing headlines I saw today. Jalen Warren, Steelers special teams coach, has discussed the possibility of Justin Fields returning kicks. What?
Oh, dear. You know what? Go right over to there. Let's go to Art Rooney.
I think this is a guy trying to get attention. He was on a podcast, Jalen Warren was, and I think he's just trying to get eyes and ears to the podcast because in no way should Justin Fields return kicks, punts, anything. He should be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can I ask a question? Because you've been slower to this than me. I gave up the ship. How many people have to tell you this guy absolutely sucks before you start to listen?
Justin Fields?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what we thought of him. The league is telling you he stinks.
I'm not believing that until I see it in Pittsburgh.
David, okay. I'm with you because I don't think the Bears set him up to succeed. And what could happen, very similar to what you see in this city, maybe if Pittsburgh embraces him, he could have a Jared Goff type of comeback where all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe he doesn't stink. Maybe he just needed a shot and some actual players around him with an offensive line. Wow. Okay, so the Jaguars are building SoFi Southeast is what they're doing.
Correct.
Okay.
So Tyler Boyd last week met with the Chargers. This week we'll meet with the Titans. Where do you guys see him landing? Where's the best fit?
I don't care. Canada. All right. He looks done to me. No, I just, Kenny, Tyler Boyd had his moment in the sun where he was a pretty good functional receiver. But the last couple of years with the Bengals, I mean, that's as choice as it gets with T. Higgins over here and with Jamar Chase over here, and he just vanished. He just might be done.
I guess I need to know, you know, how much money does he want, and does he want to be a number one or number two receiver? Because I don't think he embraced the fact that he is a number three guy. If he embraces the number three receiver, I think a lot of teams will say, sure, we'll bring you on. You could be that guy when everybody else is covered. You're the safety valve.
I guess that means the question, the better question would be, could there be a resurgence for him should he accept that role?
Not really. I mean, it's just, it's one of those, you know, you're the third receiver. So you're the guy that's like, oh, you're the forgotten about guy. Like, oh yeah, I forgot this guy. It's like, you know, Reynolds for the Lions last year. He wasn't the main target, but he made a lot of big catches.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dolphins owner Stephen Ross turned down $10 billion offer for the team. Fair to say, they're not being sold.
I heard this headline the other day. Who made the offer is as important as what the offer is. This thing gets very, very catty. It gets very political. The right people have to offer you the money, too. Here's the other thing. Stephen Ross is one of the wealthier owners with a net worth of, I believe, $11 billion already. Money's not the issue. Stephen Ross was busy developing Hudson Yards in New York. But, Kenny, it's who as much as how. And here's the other thing. I always wonder when these offers hit the media, how real are they? Remember when A-Rod was supposed to buy the Timberwolves? Uh-oh, my financing is a Jenga tower. So it just, I would need to see more. But if you're Stephen Ross, if you sell it and you're a million years old already, are you just out? You know, he is South Florida. He owns it all. So, if he sells, what's he going to do? Go play bocce? There's really no point to it, to me.
Xavier Worthy gets a Chiefs tattoo after being the 2024 first-round pick for them.
Not advisable.
I was going to say, does this feel like getting your girlfriend's tattoo name on your body and then you haven't even played? They hasn't even played a game for them yet.
That's not advisable.
Good equivalent. Yeah, it's.
Here's what he should do. Skip the tattoo. Let's work on a protein shake. You weigh 165 pounds, and you're about to be an NFL wide receiver. I could not believe what he weighed in at. He is going to need to put on 25 pounds of muscle.
He's probably saying it worked for Devontae Smith. can work for me.
Bro, go see Dr. Feelgood and get with it. He will not survive like that.
But the tattoo, horrible idea. Just hopefully there's enough space on his arm for the other teams. And I guess that's what you have to now do, is just put all the teams you played for on your arm. Or hope that you're going to be a Chief for life. But no, I never.
Or hope that he's not a bust. I mean, could you imagine? The worst memories, everybody boos you, everybody turns on you, and you have it tattooed on your arm. Okay, cool.
You know what? He's a professional athlete. Just because you can run a fast 40 doesn't make you a smart man.
That's true. Can I air a grievance that I feel like is aired every offseason in the NFL?
Sure.
Dallas. They just can't seem to stay out of the I'm in ESPN. I'm in Bleacher Report. Pro Football Talk. I'm seeing Zeke Elliott has a new number. What does Dak think of Zeke? Can they make it over the hump this year? Can we stop with this? Are they just on the carousel of mediocrity constantly?
Kenny, they're the Lakers. They're the Yankees. This is when you're dealing in national media in 2024 and you're dealing, it's all on algorithm. Mm-hmm. What's going to get the biggest social engagement? What article gets clicked on? It's a business model. But make no mistake, Kenny, they're going to keep talking Dallas because they are America's team. We can all hate it. They get more eyeballs. You love to hate them, and people hate to love them. That's how it is.
I think the bigger thing is, if you're Trey Lance, what does that tell you? Is somebody tapping you? Hey, Zeke's going to take your number. But I was here first. Doesn't matter. Give your number to Zeke. We'll find one for you.
So let's end it on. I found on Action Network released a way too soon most bet overs for season totals and most bet unders for season totals in the NFL. There's two each. Let me know if you buy or sell. Over 8.5 for the Steelers and 9.5 for the Jets. Those are the two most bet overs.
I'm actually leaning over on Jets because I don't believe in the Bills at all. The Steelers, I got to see a functioning quarterback before I go that route. Oh, David, you would say over if it was 11.
Over 8.5 Steelers, 9.5 Jets.
I would probably go over for the Steelers because they just find ways to win every year. Even when you think they're out of it, even when you think they can't get it done, they do.
And
by the way, Trey Lance, not Trey Young, Trey Lance.
Yeah, the most bet unders are the Commanders, 6.5, and under 10.5 for the Cowboys.
Oh, my God. Stephen Ross is 83? Jesus.
The Cowboys, well, let me see. They won a division.
Sorry, I was just revisiting.
Right. Oh, you can catch up.
Trying to make sure I didn't need to correct myself on his net worth. I was actually very close.
Probably the Commanders.
Commanders under 6.5, Mike?
Yeah.
And Cowboys 10.5.
Most under there. Under. Yep. I'm going to go over for Washington.
Think so?
They have pieces. And I actually think with a defensive head coach and a good defensive line, the Giants are
barely
horrible.
Barely over or like Texans
barely.
Over.
No, barely. Okay. The Giants are ass. The Cowboys are ass. I'll go over there.
And no one ever wins your division 2 years in a row.
Lord knows we don't.
And that is In Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.